Greg Jennings joins us on Sports Byline USA, one of the fine wide receivers in the National Football League, and the Green Bay Packers and their fans certainly glad that he is a wide receiver for them. They'll have the weekend off as they're the number one seed in the NFC after going 15-1 in the regular season. Greg, I know everybody listening to this, the first question is, how is his knee? Tell me how you're feeling.
Oh, you know, the knee is feeling really good. Been doing a lot of rehab, obviously, since the Oakland week. And made a lot of progress. We got a great training staff, and we've been dedicating time night and day to make sure that I'm ready for the first playoff game here at Lambeau this year. So I'm excited about it. Like I said, the knee is doing really good. Will I like to see even more improvements with the knee? Of course. The more time I have, the better. But the knee is great.
Do you have to make any adjustments in any way, and which is harder to heal, the body, in this case the knee, or is it the mind and the type of confidence you want to have when it comes to something like that?
It's the mind, and that's what I'm talking about more so. The knee probably is as good as it's going to be for this year and next year, you know, so that the knee is not a problem. It's overcoming mentally, knowing that, you know, when I load up on that knee, it's going to be stable enough to accept what the body is trying to deliver. So, again, that's going to come with repetition and time and being out there running routes, which I've been out there doing. So I'm excited about it. Haven't shown that I've been favoring it at all. You know, your teammates are your toughest critics, so they've told me I passed the test this week, so I'm excited about it.
Playoffs have to go through Green Bay throughout in the NFC, and home field advantage always important for any team. But I've always felt that having done ball games up in Green Bay and knowing the atmosphere, the weather, and how it can be in December and January, it's even a bigger factor. Tell me psychologically what advantage the Packers have over teams that have to come in there and particularly play in a game in which you're one and done if you lose.
Well, I think it's a huge advantage. Number one, the fact that we're playing at home. Any team that can host a playoff game, they're playing downhill, and we experienced that last year. So we know the type of mentality teams are going to come in with, being that we're playing at home, and let alone the number one overall seed. So, but playing at Lambeau, all the history that lays down on that field, and the fans that we have to support us, that's going to do us great justice, and we're excited about it. And it's just a different environment, different atmosphere. Teams know that when they come in there, it's a tough place to play, and you know, hopefully we make it even tougher this year.
You guys are the defending Super Bowl champions. I'm going to make an observation here, and if I'm wrong about it, Greg, go ahead and feel comfortable about telling me I'm wrong. But I really feel the lockout probably benefited you guys. And what I mean by that is the fact that it's a short offseason when you're the Super Bowl champions. But when you didn't have to work out, you didn't have to have the mini camps and everything, it really allowed people to get really refreshed. There wasn't too much you could do except stay in shape. Am I correct in that observation? Was that a benefit maybe for the Packers, given what they had to go through last year to win the Super Bowl?
I definitely would agree with that. It was a huge benefit for us, being that we had several guys on IR. We had some guys go down even in the Super Bowl game, so that gave them more time to recover with their personal trainers and their individual workouts, which is something that you don't really get to do as much with the off-season programs in line. But you know, this offseason was a unique one, and I think we took full advantage of it. You know, people had things to say about us not getting together, but we spoke to one another, and guys were definitely in tune with their workouts, their training, and we ultimately, the goal never changes. If anything, the goal jumps up in your face quicker once you've won it, because you know you become a target, and you know you're gonna have to work that much harder to continue to build that success.
I'm the type of guy that really appreciates the chemistry aspect of teams, and what I mean by that is maybe the chemistry of the offensive line, how they work together, or the secondary works together as well. But let me ask you about the chemistry between quarterback like Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre and somebody like Greg Jennings. Tell me how long it took for you to get comfortable on the same page with Brett, and then when Aaron stepped in and became the starting quarterback, tell me about the little nuances and adjustments you had to make.
You know what? When you have a good quarterback and a good receiver and a good system, it doesn't really take that long. Guys are willing to work together unselfishly, knowing that it's not all about them. That makes it that much easier. But I think when it comes to myself and Brett and now currently Aaron, you know, it was just that. You know, I was a young rookie coming in with Brett, and so it was all about, you know, my mindset was don't make a mistake, catch every ball, make him look good. And the more I could do that, the more he would build that trust in myself and come to me. So that worked out. He helped me jumpstart my career. And then when Aaron took over at the helm, it was just the same. We had just as much confidence in his abilities as he did. And he was already prepared. He had prepared himself to take over. And, you know, the time we had spent on the practice field, it just carried over during the regular season. And, you know, he made it a lot easier because of how smart he is and his ability to make plays.
Is there much difference in the huddle presence of either one of those guys? What's the difference between the way Brett was in the huddle and the way Aaron is in the huddle?
They definitely were both very comfortable in the huddle. I would definitely say Aaron probably is a little bit more focused in the huddle, so to speak, but he still shoots jokes around, and they both have that sense of humor to where they keep a huddle very comfortable, keep guys calm and collected. But at the same time, there's a seriousness that kind of overtakes them when it's time to, you know, nut-crunching time, so to speak. So with that being said, you know, they're very similar in the huddle. Again, the things that they bring to the table, it just trickles down through a team and obviously an offense.
What type of reaction has the team had to not only the Kansas City loss, but also giving up the 41 points to Detroit in that last game? Is there any concern there, Greg?
I definitely think that, you know, there's a sense of urgency as far as, you know, correcting the self-inflicted wounds that we create for ourselves. And then, you know, just the self-correction. And that's what this week off has been like. You know, teams are going to scout us. So we took it upon ourselves to do a personal self-scout so we can see our loopholes where teams will present most problems for us. And, you know, after the Kansas City loss, I think guys came down to reality that, you know, we're a team that has flaws. We're a team that can be beat on any given Sunday just like every other team out there. So I think it really opened guys' eyes even more how important it is to continue to sustain and stack successes and be out to work and be prepared week in and week out, given whoever the opponent is.
We only have a couple minutes left, and I want to ask you about your foundation because it does so much good work working with inner-city kids and education in Michigan and the Green Bay area. Tell me about Be Great, the foundation.
Well, the foundation, the Greg James Foundation, is geared towards youth and education. And actually what we strive to do is just empower youth with the resources of education. There are several things that you can give a young man or a young woman that can be taken away from them in a material sense, but when you can educate them and allow them to have that sense of empowerment for themselves, then they can then spread their wings and kind of enhance and empower themselves to do bigger and better things. And in a sense, be great. The whole be great thought came actually after the Super Bowl. You know, I was in a post interview, and I think it was Pam Oliver asked me a question, and I just stated, today is a great day to be great. And that kind of took a turn on its own and a life of its own. And every appearance I'm at, I'm just speaking about how every day is a great day to be great. Because being great isn't just about being a professional athlete. It's about being passionate and putting forth effort and time with whatever endeavor that you have set in front of you. And, you know, even with the injury, you know, people go through ups and downs through everyday walks of life. And it's up to them to sustain and to make sure they find something to pull them through. And ultimately, they'll be great.
We got about 15 seconds left. I'm sure you'd like to send a shout out to the troops that get a chance to listen to us each night on AFN. Go right ahead, Greg.
That's great, man. The troops, to the troops, man, we appreciate you guys. Continue to be great and do the things that you do to protect us and allow us to play this game that we play and to live our lives with a sense of security that, you know, we have guys out there who's putting it out there on the line for the betterment of a country. And so for that, you know, I thank you. God bless and continue to be great.
Greg, thanks for joining us. Have a good game when you do play. Keep yourself as healthy as can be, and you're welcome here anytime. Take care, Greg.
I appreciate it, Ryan. Thanks for having me.
Greg Jennings from the Green Bay Packers. We continue with more of you and Sports Byline.